This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of material that goes into all the decorations you see this time of year, the Christmas wreaths and the garlands, the potted evergreens, it comes from the Northwoods of Minnesota and a thriving cottage industry there of harvesters and distributors. But as the market for holiday greenery has grown, so too has the opportunity for spruce thieves looking to make a quick buck. Here's Dan Crocker from Minnesota Public Radio.
Get in here and take a look.
Shane Zavotnik is tromping through a snowy bog in northeastern Minnesota. He's a conservation officer for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. This bog is a crime scene. It's covered with young black spruce trees, many with their tops chopped off.
They're cutting in a way that's really hard to detect.
Every few feet, he points out another decapitated tree. It turns out the tops of these small spruce are all the rage for home holiday decorating, and thieves know it.
They want to get, you know, a nice decorative tip. The people that are doing this are really good. You know, they don't have to take a tape measure. They know the 2 or 3 footers, and they're lopping them off with their brush cutters or their saws.
Tree tips are used as tabletop decorations or in pots of greenery displayed on suburban front porches. But this year, many suppliers from Canada haven't been able to sell across the border because of the pandemic. So spruce thieves have stepped in to fill the gap.
So yeah, this is the facility where we keep the seized spruce tops. And obviously it smells like Christmas in here.
Zavotnik points to a pile of 1,300 spruce tops he recently confiscated from someone who cut them illegally on private land without a permit.
On any given night, 2 people in a 7 to 8 hour period can cut roughly 1,000 tops.
The stolen tops can sell for as much as $1 apiece to unlicensed buyers. So far this season, conservation officers have seized well over 15,000 spruce tops. They say that's the most they've ever confiscated in a year. But still, it's a tiny fraction of the overall market. The state estimates that holiday greenery, including spruce tops, birch poles, and balsam boughs that are used to make wreaths, is a $23 million industry. So the cost of the thefts?
It's a rounding error. It doesn't even register.
Sean Timonen co-owns a small family business called Black Spruce Holdings. This fall, with his dad, his brother, and a couple dozen crew members, they cut over 1 million spruce tops from state and federal forests and private land. That's enough to fill about 50 big refrigerated trucks. Timonen is an investment guy. He started the spruce top business 20 years ago as a side hustle. Now the Timonens sell to commercial greenhouses, which use the spruce tops to make decorative holiday pots that are sold nationwide.
In our largest account, took over 400,000 tops. That's many, many pots that are being made, again, to these retail chains across the country.
The DIY market is also booming, spurred on by social media like Pinterest and Instagram. A lot of people wonder if cutting off the tops hurts the spruce trees. But Kristen Bergstrand with the Minnesota DNR's Forestry Division says it won't if it's done correctly.
But really what the tree does is throw up a new leader of growth. So it can make the tree not have as good a form.
But it doesn't harm the tree, and in 5 to 10 years, the treetop can be harvested again. In northeastern Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.